The next patient is Susan Stephenson. The last name is S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N. S-U-S-A-N is the first name. Clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Domenech. D, like in Delta, O-M-E-N-E-C-H. The patient has a 18-year history of hyperaldosteronism. We ordered a CT scan of the abdomen that failed to show any enlargement of the adrenal glands. I have to point out that the radiologist didn't describe the adrenal glands. He just said normal. We also ordered a serum aldosterone levels that indeed were elevated at 193 nanograms per deciliter and a renin that was 52 nanograms per milliliter per hour with a aldosterone renin ratio that was within range, 3.7. In other words, the most likely explanation is that the patient had a bilateral adrenal hyperplasia that has been treated with the administration of spironolactone and potassium supplementation. The patient doesn't have evidence of metabolic acidosis, doesn't have any evidence of hypokalemia, and the blood pressure is 100 over 60. Period. I doubt that the administration of Florinef is going to make any difference in the blood pressure readings. Number two, the patient has a CKD stage 2, serum creatinine 0.95, the BUN is 15, the estimated EFR is 62. The patient has a albumin creatinine ratio of 9 and a protein creatinine ratio of 156. Both of them are within normal limits. Following number, the patient has a Parkinson's that is evaluated or treated by the neurologists. Following number, the patient recently had a cardiac catheterization. There was no evidence of coronary artery disease. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, there is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Excuse me, no evidence of hypercalcemia. The PTH is within normal limits. Following number, the patient has a lupus history and the anti-double strand DNA is negative. ANA is positive 1 in 40. At this point, I am going to give the patient an appointment to see me in 6 months with laboratory workup. If she remains stable, we'll return the case to the care of the primary.